Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy, Buddy, Buddy.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
The EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down a rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, word is foul. What you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in.
Another episode, Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with the Divas. You got myself, Miss Mobetta, and my fellow Divas, Storm and Ray Queen. We are in the building. The song says we're coming, but damn it, we are here. Holla at you, girl. Yeah. What's going on, ladies? What's going on?
Hey.
Greetings.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, folks. As y'all know this is that time of the year, you know, festive time of the year for a lot of people that celebrate stuff. Thanksgiving is coming up next week. And tonight, during the show, some point during the show, we would like for you guys to, you know, chime in and to, you know, tell us why you're thankful. You know, a lot of times I don't think we get into that enough to see what we're thankful for. We're so busy counting other things and we fail to throw our blessings in there and see what we're really thankful for. So, you know, during the course of the show, we would like for y'all, we're going to give y'all opportunity to state that, to state why you are thankful. So, but welcome. What's going on?
This is your Storm. I'm good.
Same
I must
here.
Say a little tired, you know, I'm thankful, you know, thankful to be here. The dog about to start making some noise. You know how she do. She needs like attention. She's like a little attention whore. She know I'm on the air. And here she is right here, up underneath me. For no reason at all.
Those fur babies are a trip.
You hear, right? See?
I hear her.
So she about to go upstairs because I want to be able to enjoy the show. But I'm good, thankful, tired, you know, work. How are you ladies doing? You guys okay?
Mm-hmm.
Great. I'm good. I cannot complain. I really can't.
I know that's right. We can't and we know we ain't going to do no good no way. That's
absolutely.
Everybody has got a story to tell, you know. So.
Listen,
we are a lot more blessed than we actually, you know, recognize.
Yeah.
Again, that word busy gets in there, and then we forget the important things. And then we have to, you know, find ourselves trying to redeem ourselves and stuff like that. So, but again, folks, for our internet users, the number is 563-999-3577, and you have to press 1 in order to go on live. We will be opening up the lines shortly. We do have a couple of topics. It's really one topic with a couple of different sections because what we're speaking about, the common denominator of the show tonight is the American justice system. So, you know, I don't know if you ladies or any of our listeners have been really following what's really been happening in the news, but there's like, yeah, three things that we're probably touch on, one or two things actually we're touching on tonight. There was, before I get started really in the topic, I wanted to mention also about the two men that were accused of assassinating Malcolm X are appearing in the Manhattan District Court on Thursday and will be, or they're hoping they'd be exonerated because of they were innocent men. They spent 20 years of peace in jail, in prison, and which was, one was released in 1985, and the other was released in 87, which he passed away actually in 2009. But they're supposed to be exonerated on Thursday, which exoneration means their name will be cleared of anything associating with the case. So, there was actually a third guy that was arrested who actually he confessed to being a part of the Malcolm X assassination. You know, and so when they were doing the documentary, they went over to him, you know, he spoke about, you know, the case and everything and whatever. And he also stated that the other two guys that they had in jail for it were not the guys. They have a week. Yeah, it's crazy. So, but there was another guy.
So many times that happens, you know.
It's crazy.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's crazy.
I feel like there's so many times where. Go ahead, Ms. Nevada.
Now, so they had another dude named William Bradley, who they are saying that was the actual shooter. So what's happening is that the people that they, you know, have implemented, a lot of them died. So they can't even, you know, try it or whatever, you know. But go ahead. I'll finish my point later.
No. What I was going to say is that it happens, you know, too often, you know, where people are railroaded. You know, something happens and people are railroaded and, you know, they go to jail and they do 20, 30, 40 years, you know, and they've been saying that they've been innocent the whole time. And the next thing you know, they get out and they lost their whole life. Their youth and the adulthood, you know, their seniors getting out and they've missed so much of life, you know. And I just think that that's sad, like the justice system, you know, who is it need to, you know, protect? Because definitely not us, you know, definitely not the, you know, the average
never
person. You know, who is it? You know, who is it really made to, you know, made to protect? You know, how do people, I mean, just throwing it out there, like how do people go to jail wrongfully and do 20, 30 years in jail? And then all of a sudden, you tell me, you know what, you're right. You're innocent. Somebody else has confessed, and now you get to go home. What about me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, what about my life? What about what I've missed? You know, it's like, I guess everyone's thankful when they're able to get out, but they've missed so much. And you just said it, Ms. Mobetta, so many people have died already. Like, this is ridiculous. It's really sad. It's really, really sad. I don't know, just breaks my heart.
It's another guy. His name is Julius Jones from Oklahoma, who was convicted in 1999, I want to say, and he's on death row. They're scheduled to actually execute him on Thursday, and they have evidence and stuff stating that he was not the right guy. And the governor over there, he refuses to do a stay of execution. They have it's a petition going around now. You had Kim Kardashian out there. You had Russell Westbrook. You had a lot of, you know, other celebrities and stuff out there, you know, petitioning for this man. You're like, he's the wrong guy. Why would you execute him if, you know, you have evidence that it wasn't him that did it? So they're scheduled to actually execute him coming up on Thursday. So it's just crazy, and like I said, that goes to our topic tonight of the American justice system. So I know you guys seen the story in New Jersey where the girl ran away. This made national news that the girl allegedly ran away from her from her home in Orange, New Jersey, and she was found a month later in New York. You know, so but since then the mother has been locked up. You know, they did press conferences. They did all kinds of stuff. They had a $20,000 reward out for the girl. Her name was Jashiah Moore.
GoFundMe's and everything.
And the mother has since been arrested because stating that they have her for two counts of child endangerment for child abuse or something. They said that the mother has hit the daughter with frying pans and stabbed her in the shoulder, all kinds of things in that home. And this is why the young girl was out. But she was arrested. Now, in comparison with this other national trial that we see on TV to Kyle Rittenhouse, which he was a young guy. In this case, his mother took him armed with an AR-15 to a whole other state to go over there as some type of vigilante. He ended up killing two people and injured a third. Nothing happened to him. How's the system set up? Why isn't the mother being charged with anything? I don't get it. How are they not implementing her in anything? You took your son over there. You took him over there to harm people. Because other than that, he wouldn't have been armed. He went over there ready to kill.
Based on what she told him, based on what, you know, she wanted him to do. You know?
Wow.
But you know what? Even
That's
when you think
crazy.
About it, right? with the story you just told, right, and the story that's in East Orange, New Jersey, okay, now the mom's in charge. She's in jail, you know, like, and I think her other kid or other two kids got taken away or whatever the case may be. How is the system set up where this mom was charged and the daughter still, you know, now, of course, we don't know what's going to happen. And the other story, no one's even charged. The mother's not charged. And the mother's the person that said, okay, let me take you. Come on, come with me. And this is what I need you to do.
She was even ready for war.
You know?
It's crazy.
Brainwashing these kids and bad parenting. I'm sorry.
It's crazy. It really is. Look, the American justice system, again, it was never really designed for black and brown people. It never has been. You know, it's set up to make us always, almost always, the perpetrator. You understand what I'm saying? And what will happen is, and God forbid if it does, they'll let this kid out and he'll be like a George Zimmerman, another George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin. Now, you instigated a fight with this man and then claimed that you was trying to defend yourself. How is he not in prison for that? Talking about stand your ground, but it wasn't his ground. You understand what I'm saying? So for anybody, I don't care, black, white, or indifferent, if you looking at all of this stuff, you see the evidence and the blatant racism and prejudice and all of that stuff and deny it, you are part of the problem. I don't care how you try to fix it. Trial in the Kyle Rittenhouse, if you to see how this judge is acting, he is no way this man, you can't say this man isn't prejudiced or he doesn't have the same sentiments that young boy Kyle had when he killed those two guys. Oh,
yep.
You know what their defense would be? Oh, they shouldn't have been out there rioting. They shouldn't have been out there looting. No, he should have had his ass home. First of all, you are in a whole other state. Second of all, you're allegedly underage, you know. So, are you 16, 17 years old? He had no business even being out there.
It's crazy.
And now they
want
a mistrial talking about some drone video because it shows his there. It shows the what he was out there doing. There's a whole nother video of this black lady recorded in where he was talking junk to these other black kids. They would not allow that into evidence in the court. You have dead people, regardless of what they were out there doing, unarmed dead people, and you won't allow all evidence to come in the court? Because you're going to feel it's biased?
Of course it is. What do you expect it to be?
Because now you're designing
Look
this.
Look at the nature of
you're
it.
Designing it so this boy can walk because you had the same sentiment. It doesn't take rocket science to see how this judge is reacting.
He was talking mucho junk. I just want to know, like, when it boils down to, you know, like, judges and governors, you know, I don't want to say, prejudice, judges, governors, and stuff like that, when they're put in these high power positions and clearly they're not thinking clearly, if that makes sense. You know, they're not thinking clearly because if they were, their judgment wouldn't be so blurry, but their judgment is so cloudy to the point where you're going to let somebody walk and they're really going to cause more harm than good. Because how long is he going to be on the streets for? How long is the mom going to be on the streets for? When you think about it, I mean, let's just be real about it. How long do you really think they're going to walk the streets like everything's fine? You know, I just don't get it. Like, why is it that when you're put in this type of situation, you're put in these positions that you're not biased? You know, like, you're just so biased to the fact of, like, you're prejudiced just like them. Your morals are just like them. And you're human.
It's hard to prove some things. And that's why a lot of
people get
away with especially when people really, a lot of times when we don't know the law, you know what I mean? They could throw anything in there and say, well, the law says.
Of course.
But we, again,
right,
that goes back to how the law wasn't designed. It wasn't designed for us.
Right, but I feel like a lot of it is when you don't know the Lord, you don't know how it works. I get it, you know, but at the end of the day, you have morals. You know what's morally right and what's morally wrong.
Right.
So when I say, you know, like when I say the statement I say, it's my opinion. You know, it's how I feel. Like you're put into these high positions and you're put into these places where your judgment is very cloudy, you know, mm-hmm. whether it was the upbringing that you were in, that you were raised in, or in, you still believe it and you still feel the same way. So your judgment is very cloudy. It's just my opinion. But we have a caller real quick. Let's see. Cole, are you there? Welcome to Diva Squad.
Hello, Divas. It's Janine. How are you? Good evening.
Oh, hi, Janine.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. What an amazing topic you're talking about tonight. Amazing. And I think Storm said it, opinion. She said that word, opinion. Most of these cases are decided, and they're decided a lot, not by law, but if you were to read a case, the cases are a judge's opinion. They're his opinion based on the law. He makes an opinion about how he wants things to go. But speaking about the justice system, and I believe Ms. Mobetta said it, it's definitely not designed for us. However, with this particular case with Rittenberg that's going on right now, I really need people to see and understand the statement that's being made publicly by this judge. This judge has made statements throughout this case. One of the statements, the first statement that he said was that the gun charge was going to be dismissed, and he adamantly stated he is not going to address it. And the reason he's not going to address this underage boy carrying a automatic assault rifle is because of the size of the barrel. That's why he's not going to address the gun charge. The second thing that this judge said was, you will not refer to the victims as victims. You will refer to them as looters.
As what?
That is a statement. As looters.
Yes. Looters.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Looters.
So they are not, the defense team is not allowed to refer to them as victims. They have to refer to them as looters. So this is in your face, letting you know on a public forum that white privilege is alive and well, and this is a judge stating that. That's what this display of justice is. And we don't see it. We don't realize it. We get outraged, but we're getting outraged for the wrong thing. They're letting us know that white privilege is alive and well, and they're going to remind you, and they're going to penetrate it into your minds every opportunity they get till you realize that you are not privileged and you do not have rights. Until if you want to do the right thing and not put these people in positions, because that's the power that you have that we don't use.
That's right.
Yep.
And stop allowing them to do these things. And not only that, if a judge does something that is inappropriate or wrong, we have a right to file a claim against him.
File
but we
don't.
Claim. We don't. Yep.
Right.
We can file, we can bring him up with charges with the Department of Justice. But we don't. So all the things that we can do that we don't do. But to think that they're just doing things because they're racist, no, they're reminding us every single opportunity they get that there is white privilege in America.
Of who they are. Of who they are.
They're letting you know.
While on this case alone, that he should have been. That shows that he probably should have been disbarred a long time ago.
Absolutely.
You know, and because he's making a rape, they was dragging him because of the racist remarks that he was making about Asian stuff. But let me tell you something. They would go after him more for that than him blatantly trying to cause a mistrial. You understand what I'm saying?
How dare you not refer to someone who was murdered as a victim? How dare you?
Right. Yep. Right. And to me, that's something right there where, you know, there should have been something that, you know, is said and not just let it go, you know? It should be something because they are victims, you know? They are victims. You can call them whatever you want, but reality is they are victims.
Exactly.
No matter
that,
how you slice it.
They call them looters. You have nothing and no kind of evidence if this is what he's dealing with. I've watched the trial. You don't see them looting anything. You might have seen him in the street. You seen him chasing his ass down trying to get that gun out of his hand. You know, you might have seen that, but you didn't see them looting anything. So you're actually being prejudiced against that situation too. But like,
not even that. You know what? Somebody could have just slapped him back and said, "You're making assumptions not based on facts, Your Honor."
Right.
Period. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Nobody's calling him out on it.
Period. I object, Your Honor.
That's
you're making an assumption not based on facts.
Yep.
And why
okay,
do you think no one did?
Aren't there jurors in this trial?
There's
jurors,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Okay, so don't they have a say? Don't they have to all come to an agreement as to what the person, what they feel the person is going to, you know, is should be charged with?
Yes, but they're highly influenced by the judge. They're highly influenced by the judge.
I did not know that. I did not. I had
this judge is trying to really intimidate them. I really had to watch what he was doing. And it's like I said, it's just so blatant. I've been on ABC commenting like, how do they not see this judge is way out of line? First of all, he's not really supposed to intervene or anything when there's cross examination or anything. But he stops them right in the middle of their sentences. He's not supposed to do that. He's not.
He's, you know
to
what?
Do that.
He's not. So, but I just feel like at the end of the day, I just feel like, when you have a judge that has set the tone already for how this is about to go, you know, I feel like he already set the tone. He's letting everybody know exactly what he wants to happen, you know, even based on, okay, they're not victims. Okay. You
right.
know, so that means when the jurors look at and they listen to what's being said, you can't think of them as victims because according to him, they're not victims. So
right.
that right there, which helps change, so to speak, that helps change some of your feelings about the situation because you're not thinking of them as victims.
Exactly. And so you don't have that compassion for them that you would in making your decision
exactly.
because you're looking at them as bad people off the bat. You're looking at them as bad
that
people.
That they deserve what they got, right.
And so that is tainting the jury. His comments is what tainted the jury. That right there is ground for a mistrial.
Yep.
Right, right.
By itself. But
yep.
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
When you
that's
don't
exactly
have people that's going
to
stand up and you don't have people that is going to, you know, object to it, it's like it's, I don't know, I just feel like it's a lose-lose situation. That's why I said, how long do you think the person's really going to be able to walk the streets? And, you know, you're a teenager. You know, you got a long time ahead of you.
Charges.
You know, and this is the stuff, I'm sorry? I don't know what that
okay,
was.
Okay, yes. If that's me, that was me. I have with me my son, and I keep muting and unmuting myself because we're talking about this. And I'm still learning things from him as he's speaking. He said that the judge's phone rang in the courtroom,
yep.
and the
yep.
theme music was to something about Donald Trump, theme music to Donald Trump's, one of his entrance music before he speaks.
Oh, my God.
And also, yes, and also the young boy got to pick his jurors out of a hat. Got to pick his own jurors out of a hat.
Well, actually, he didn't pick his own
yes.
jurors. What he did, there were 18 jurors slotted for
yes.
this jury,
uh-huh.
and he got
right.
to pick the six that would be considered the standbys. That's
okay.
that's what actually
he got
happened.
Standby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
He picked
wow.
out. He only picked six names out, and those are the standby jurors.
Wow.
And the remaining 12 are the actual jurors.
Uh huh. This whole
yeah.
case is just a bunch of crap. So
yeah.
crazy. The American justice system just is so racist. I'm so sick
yeah.
about it.
And that's exactly what it is. You call them a spade a spade. I mean, it's really no other way to put it. It's lopsided. You know, that blind justice means nothing. you know, because it's blind to certain things. The scale is never equal. So,
you know, so in all actuality and truth, I'm not sure, you know, we don't realize the power that we have as constituents, as citizens, as people who vote these people into positions. Because these people are voted into their positions, when they do a wrong against us or against anyone, we have the right to come together as one and take them out of their position. That's written in the law. We have the right. If they maliciously, intentionally, wrongfully conduct their business and their affairs while they're in that public office, we have a right to ask for their demand their removal.
Yeah.
How often do you hear that? I don't know if you heard recently about a school board where the parents rose up and got rid of the whole school board.
Yep.
That's a small start with your local school board, but you can do that at every level of a public office. If they are not acting as they should in good faith, we have every right to demand their removal. But we can't come together to do that.
That was my next point.
That's the key.
It has to be done collectively.
We are the only race that does not come together like we should. It's so sad. So sad.
And it is, because they use us against us. You know, they use us against ourselves.
Right.
You know, because there's no
this devil's advocate, you know, yes, they use us against us, but guess what? We do it to ourselves a lot also. You know, we do it to ourselves a lot also. Forgive me for saying devil's advocate, but we do, you know. They don't have to work hard, you know, to put us against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Some people walk out and they do it automatically. You know, they do it by themselves. So, you know, we do have to take some type of, you know, accountability for, you know, a lack thereof, you know, of coming together as one and supporting each other. You know, support is free. You know, when you sit and when you talk to people and you try to brainstorm on different ideas and try and do different things, as long as you have like-minded people, things will get accomplished. But if you have those people in the back, you know, that feel differently about stuff and they're like, you know, they don't really support the whole goal of what's supposed to happen and the equal, everybody wants the same thing.
Let me tell you.
You don't have that. And the point that I'm making is that it's quick for us to say, oh, they, you know, they're putting us against each other. No, we're putting each other. We do it to ourselves on an everyday basis.
But let me tell you why that is, though. And if this is, we're going to have to go back to the start, because a bad root is gonna produce bad trees and whatever.
Right.
It's learned behavior, just like how racism is learned behavior. It was taught to us, and the sad part is because of deprivation and everything, and what happened is that carried over from generation to generation, thinking that, all right, I'm for a lack for conversation sake. You had the field nigga, you had the house nigga. And so people just heal my language for a second. You had the field nigga and you had the house nigga. That house nigga was living in the house. And again, that's why I love Malcolm X. You go in there and you see, he said, oh, we doing good, boss. What better life than we need to have here? So what happens is the field nigga and everybody, they mad like, oh, he think he better than everybody. You know what I'm saying? So all that stuff carried from one generation to the next, where we thought we had to fight for a spot. You know, we have to fight each other for everything, because he's going to take that house nigga's going to take everything from us. Listen, read the Willie Lynch letter and from Jim Crow. This stuff has been taught to us just like racism has been taught to them. And again, I'm not excusing us not breaking that mold. Of course, the mold can be broken if we get to get together collectively, but it's still, it's learned behavior. It's learned behavior. And this is, and it just carries on from generation to generation. That's just why this country is still in a messed up state, because their ancestors taught them that the black people are no good, they're lazy or whatever, oh, they don't want to work or whatever. But listen, we had nothing to work with. And when we did try to build our own things, it was taken from us.
See, I agree with you, Ms. Mobetta. You know, and definitely have to, you know, we definitely have to respect, you know, even where you're going with it. You know, I get it that it's learned behavior. You know, I trust me, I get it, but I'm in my, you know, everyone here is above, let's just say, 40 to say, right? Now, if you say to yourself, okay, let's just say you have 15 people that you deal with all the time, monthly basis, whatever, family members or whatever the case may be. Right? And when it comes down to you saying, hey, you know what? I have this vision for something. God gave me this vision, and I want to, you know, I want to get everybody together, you know, so this execute this plan, right? So when I say we do it to ourselves, it's because you could say, okay, this is the vision. You feel this is the vision that God has given you, and you're trying to get your team, you know, trying to get your team together. Everybody to work together and do it together, right? Now,
right.
With this being 2021, let's just say, you know, just being where we are right now, how many black people, and I'm going to say black people, how many black people in each of your circles do you really think that you can get to come together collectively where everyone can be on the same accord in this day and age? Not back then, when we had the field nigga and the house nigga. Not back then. I'm talking about right now, where
but we
have to
have
make
them.
A difference.
That's a problem. We
you know,
still
right?
Have them.
But I'm asking you, how many people do you think you can get together? And that's for everybody that's on the line. How many people do you think, not get people together to drink and party and have a good time. I'm saying
get people
together of your same nationality, your same race, that could say, let's do this together, and everybody be on one accord.
Well,
it's rare.
Before you said not to drink and party, I was going to say we could do it for a party. that was my answer.
But that's my
for
point.
For a party, we could do it.
That's
but,
my
yeah,
point.
It, yep. Understood.
So I get it. Back in the day, yes, I understand that they still have it. We still have it now. But I'm saying when you talk to us right now on this show, everybody on this show, how hard is it to get people to come together on one accord to do something and make a difference?
Right
now.
To stand up. Because we are powerful people. We are very strong people. You understand? We have a lot of strength and stuff like that. And Kanye, even though people think he's crazy sometimes, he spoke about that. Like, listen, we build this empire. This person can do this one. This person can do that one. The problem is people are afraid to surrender their position. Like, oh, well, he at the top. I want to be at the top. You may not be able to, you may not have that. You may not have the ability to be at the top, but we're still on the same team. It's different to make, we're doing this together. Afraid their position. People are afraid to surrender it.
Yeah, that's true.
People are afraid. 100%. And like you would say, if we could do this collectively, because, all right, you have the knowledge in this area, you have the knowledge in this area, you have the knowledge in that area. Let's put it all together, and let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Let's build this empire. But we, again, from the stat we've been, and that it's projected, that stuff is projected. Like, you see people, now we got the internet, which the internet, it ruins a lot of stuff. So you see people on the internet like, oh, they got this, they got that. And jealousy sets in. Now, we can't forget about the sin because the sin still exists. So it's like, all right, this person is jealous. You know what I'm saying? You got people jealous of this one, jealous of that one. Why can't it be? You know, I don't know if it turns us into be selfish people. Like, I can't work with him. They're not willing to work. You know what I'm saying? You have to be willing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But just real quick, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are definitely lit up. The number to call is 563-999-3577. Press 1 to go on the air and give your feedback on the topic. And also, of course, you know, with Thanksgiving being next week, you guys can call in and give your shout-outs for Thanksgiving and what you're thankful for. I didn't even realize it was 8:40. So, yeah, so we're going to go a little over tonight if you ladies, 8:40. If you ladies are available, we can, you know, we'll definitely continue and we'll go, you know, on a little bit more. Because it is definitely a very, you know, good topic, and we want everyone to be able to definitely voice their opinions and see exactly collectively, like, what can we do to make a difference, you know? Like, what do we feel? Because my thing is I can get people together, and this is, you know, you want to do this and you want to be in charge of this? Nah, I can see me. I work very well because this is, you don't have to have, you can have someone that's going to speak more or someone that may have more knowledge. You can have that person, yeah, but I don't need a title to come together collectively to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. That's why I say when we talk about getting people together, can you really get people together? That's really going to be like, you know what? I support you. Let's do this. I support your vision.
Right.
I support where you're going with it. Let's make a difference. But my thing is, how far are people willing to go? You know, because everything comes at a cost. How far are people willing to go? Without drinking.
They will start the race with you, but they will not be able to finish
it.
Unfortunately, they will not, because issues of trust will come in. Again, as Ms. Mobetta said, jealousy will come in. The feeling or the need to have a position of status or to have a title under your name or behind your name will come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have tension. And then you have a discord. And the project won't be completed. It'll start off very well. But then someone will see, oh, this one is getting a little bit too big, and I can't allow that to happen because I'm not getting right. Oh, and don't let there be a photo op or a recognition for what you've done. Good Lord.
Oh,
geez.
That's a whole other story. It's sad, you know.
Like,
it's really sad.
Really? If it wasn't for me, that comes in. If it wasn't for me, I did this. Listen, we gonna glorify this together. This is us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So where do you?
I brought people.
The African American then.
You can grow or some knowledge of something that I helped share that I shared with you.
So where do you guys be African American? Because that's really what we're talking about, you know. Where do you see it? Where do you see us then?
Oh, that's a good question.
We shall overcome.
It's hard. It's tough.
Yeah, it is.
So
we have a just real quick. Gonna go to a caller real quick. Caller, welcome to the Diva Squad.
Hello. What's
hello,
up, Ms.
caller?
Mobetta?
Welcome to the Diva Squad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
We can. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm joining in because of my girl, Miss Angie, Miss Mobetta.
Okay, welcome.
And Angie, do you know who this is, Angie? This is Mike.
He's Mike Peace.
From Arizona, baby girl. Esmond Jaden's dad. But anyway, I've been listening to y'all little topic for a minute. Not for a minute, but like, you know, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I maybe came in late. I heard the lady say it was 8:40, but I came in like 15 minutes late. But what I heard what we said, where do we see black people right now? You know, yes. we're still in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? We're still struggling. We're still trying to rise. But, I mean, you know, we have these guys, you know, actors, people out here speaking for us. But, you know, some of them, you know, that's not going to do it. You know, it takes a whole nation, a whole state, neighborhood, people. And like old girl said, we can get a handful of people to follow me. But like you said, is they gonna follow me all the way? You know what I mean? But
right.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
y'all kicking some ballistics on this.
Thank you.
Listen,
that's why we're here. That's why GQ Palace is in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's why we opened the platform up. You know what I mean? So we could share some things. So we can get people to share with us. You know, again, we have people who come on here. Shout out to my girl Janine, like knowing stuff that we do not know. You know what I mean? And that just goes all over. You know, we have people that be hitting us up. We have some people that are stage fright that won't get on the line and speak their own mind, but you know, they do. They you know hit us up. So that's what knowledge is actually for. You know, again, we're not licensed psychologists. That's a disclaimer. We're not licensed psychologists, so we're not here to fix everybody. You know, so work off people's opinions and some people's knowledge. So, but support.
You know, I heard y'all talking about, you know, back in the days, you know, when we had to do things we didn't want to do, get beat up by these people, white, you know, I don't call a person a white person anymore, white people, whatever you want to say it, or by these people. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep those, you know, I'm trying to keep God in my life a little bit. And but anyway, house niggas. Yeah. You know, that's some stuff right there. I mean, I went back and I paid some money, Angie. You guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know everybody's name on here. But Angie, you know,
mm-hmm.
I found my sixth generational grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And in Cushing, Texas. She's from Georgia. Well, they brought her to Georgia. That's where she, originally from. She was born in 1874. And my mom got a letter today in the mail. This is no lie. All my aunts got a letter today in the mail saying there's mm-hmm. some land that they have to go check out in Cushing, Texas. It's supposed to be split between all six of them. And I was like, wow, that's
nice.
Good that y'all talking about that. And
nice.
I did some research on it already. I had told my mom about it, but nobody in my family, some of my members of my family knew about it. But see, that's the thing. Like, you know, I know exactly where I came from. You know what I mean?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's definitely good. You know, a lot of people are doing like that ancestry thing where, you know, you pay a couple dollars or whatever and, you know, they help you, you know, find out about your family, and that's great, you know, that's great, and definitely,
yeah.
you know, we're definitely, you know, happy that, you know, your mom and, you know, your aunts are able to, you know, go look at the land and, you know, and see. It's a blessing, you know, just think. It's a blessing.
Yeah, I found out, you know, that, my grandmother, her name is Tabby Devereaux. The Devereaux name is the name that by the slaves that they gave her, and her great-great, I guess it's some family members still living in that slave. I mean, in that family, and they
mm-hmm.
left. They left my sixth generational grandmother acres or something. I swear to God, my mom just said this, Michael. I want you to come and look at this letter that I got from Cushing, Texas, from land that my grandmother had or something. And I was like, Mom, I told you I already looked it up. I already know about that. I'm the one who told you about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so that's uh-huh. crazy that y'all was talking about that. And I was like, wow, because that's what my grandmother was. I hate to say it, she was a house nigga. She used to cook, clean
mm-hmm.
for them people, baby kid, mm-hmm. do whatever. I mean, she didn't go outside. I mean, they treated her like she was the, even though she
right.
did everything for them, but they treated her,
mm-hmm.
you know, really good. I'm not going to say, you know, I don't know
right.
she went through a lot, but. For them to leave her something like that to share with her family for this long and finding out about it. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's a lawyer involved in this and everything. So it's pretty crazy that
yeah.
y'all are saying that. And I was like, wow.
Well, you know what?
But real quick, Go ahead, Ms. Roberta.
Oh, no, just hopefully this is just some a little advice to Mike and his family. Just hopefully they can all be on the same page as far as what they're planning to do with the land and stuff. Tell them don't try not to fight over anything. You understand? Because
try to fight over it because it's already written. It's already written.
Okay.
They can't fight over it. I mean, my mom is the oldest out of all of them. So I don't know how that's going to go, but they can't fight over because there's already a lawyer involved. This person get this much, this person get this much. It's all an equal share, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, I just found that out today. But like I said.
So, Mike, real quick. With Thanksgiving being next week, what are you thankful for?
I'm just thankful for, you know, my kids are doing well, you know, and I'm thankful to be here with my mom, my family that I haven't seen in so long, you know, over the past few years. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be alive pretty much, you know, through all the things we've been through the last few years. And that my children, like I said, my children and my family, that's what I'm really thankful for. And anything else and anything, I'm just thankful to be able to help anybody I can. And that's it. You know, I can go on and on.
What's up? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's about 8:51. Mike, we want to definitely thank you for calling in and joining us this evening.
I'm on a different topic. When you guys join in, Angie, what time do y'all join in on your time?
We're 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here. When we first get on. So tell the friends and tell the friends.
So it'd be 5 here. So it'd be 7
here. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. No
we're
doubt.
On, which probably be 9 o'clock your way. So
every day.
That's the problem.
Every Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Sorry about that.
I tune in.
All right, that's the problem. All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
No doubt.
Appreciate you.
Now tune in next Wednesday with y'all.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you.
Every one of you. Have a great night.
Tell a friend. Thank you, you too.
Sure.
Yeah, so just real quick, ladies and gentlemen, Dons and Divas, real quick. I'm smiling, I'm laughing because I'm a couple of things. I'm in a group chat, right, and I always post stuff about the show, and I always try and get, like, this, you know, group to call in, right? So everybody's like, no, I'm shy. No, I can't. No, I'm nervous. Or I got the kids. So everybody has, it's so funny. Everybody has an answer, right? They're like, we hear you, though. We hear you. Ladies, you can hear me, but you need to call in and press that one button, and you can be whoever you want to be. So,
absolutely.
And yes, that's your girl Storm telling you that. You could be whoever you want to be. Press that one button, you know. And give your feedback, you know, give your feedback on a topic. There's no right or wrong answer. You know, you guys can say pretty much what you want. You know, it's definitely open, you know, to different things and different topics. So I just wanted to definitely just mention that real quick. And they know who they are. And it's just funny because everybody's like, I got the kids. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, I'm getting ready for bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop. Everybody has a song. And I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah, wah.
We be knowing.
And I always say, you make time for what you want to make time for, you know? Forgive me, God. You know I'm outspoken, you know, but I say, you know, you make time for what you want to make time for, you know, but one of these days you're going to make that time and press that one button because you've been supporting for a minute, but press the one button.
And I'm going to tell you, y'all going to feel so liberated doing it, you know. Once you get over that first time of doing it, you're going to be like, I'm calling the show.
That's how I started out.
We have fun over here too.
I know, right? I wanted to just say that they're gonna kill me, but it's okay. So let's go around the table, ladies, and let's just say what we're thankful for. I know holidays are hard for a lot of us. And some people who've lost loved ones, and, you know, holidays are not the same. I have several friends who've lost, you know, loved ones, mom, dad, you know, they've lost, you know, people, especially around the holidays. It's extremely hard. You know, what are you ladies thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Ray, you want to go?
I will. I am definitely grateful for my faith in God, my family, my circle, my very small circle of friends, which literally is like two people. Ms. Mo and Storm, I love y'all so much.
We love you, girl. We love you.
Oh, my God. Yes. And just to be breathing, just to be walking, just to be, you know, just to be able to just get up every day, you know, because God didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it for me. He doesn't have to. And I'm so grateful for him. So this is Ray Queen, and I'm passing on the mic. Yes.
Okay. All right. Janine, what are you thankful for?
I'm sure. Oh, my goodness. I'm so grateful and thankful for the ability to change and the ability to grow and the fact that I'm able to learn each day something new and that I'm learning to find beauty in my people. I'm learning to look past what the world says that I should look at and look to them for who they are and to see their true beauty. So, honestly, that's what I'm grateful for.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that.
Well,
what about you, Miss Mobetta?
I'm thankful for beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
You name it. Oh my God. You name it.
That's funny. That's the median of the group.
I feel like I did this.
That's the median of the group.
Okay. That was
Long Island leading lady.
So, but now, for real though, I am. I'm thankful for my relationship that I do have with God, with the people around me, my family, my little prince, my grandbaby Jackson. Oh my God! You know, I am. I'm just thankful for life and everything that comes along with it, good, bad, or indifferent, because one enhances the other for me. So I do. I you know, I thank God for that. I thank God that I'm allowed to have a relationship with him to where he can check me, straighten me out, and he gives me clarity on a lot of things. And he uses the people around me to do so sometimes. So I am thankful for that. Yep, and still thankful for the beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
So crazy. So crazy. You know. This is Girl Storm. I'm definitely thankful for my health, you know, my health and my strength, and that God saw fit, you know, for me to be here. You know, I think one of you guys said it best. You know, he doesn't have to do it, but he did, and I'm thankful, you know, for that. I'm thankful for many things, but I'm thankful for my friends, my family, my little circle. You know, as people, you know, go through the holidays, I know it affects everyone, you know, differently, you know, but I definitely want to say that I'm, you know, I'm thankful for the relationship, you know, that I have with my mom. You know, some of you know the struggle, some of you don't, you know, but reality is it, you know, it's definitely trying. You know, so I'm thankful that God gives me the patience to be able to, you know, come together, you know, with her on one accord and, you know, not be that person that's like, do this, do this, do this, do that, you know, but do that person, you know, be that person that when she calls, you know, she knows no judgment, you know, like there's no judgment over here. So I'm definitely thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful for, you know, the relationship that I have with, you know, my husband and my kids, you know, that means a lot to me. You know, it means a lot. And lastly, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, being able to see people for who they are and not judge them, you know. Like people say, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't judge, you know. But reality is when you deal with different people, the way people treat you, you know, sometimes if you treat people the way they treat you, you know, then you become this evil person, you know. But if you pray that God gives you the strength and the wisdom and understanding to be able to deal with different people on different levels, you know, then I feel like you're better. You know, you're better off because then you're coming with the patience, you're coming with wisdom and understanding and trying to understand your point of view. I may not agree with you, but God gives me that strength, you know, and that wisdom so I'm able to sit and tolerate different conversations that a lot of people are just like, you're out of your mind. We're not going to have this conversation. You know, like, you're just, it's not going to go there. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that. You know, and then I continue strength, you know. It's about 9 o'clock. I don't know if you guys want to. We didn't touch. I know we touched on the American justice, you know, system. But we did not touch on the Ahmaud Arbery trial.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you guys want to just take a minute and just go around and, you know, let's talk about that. You know, also,
that right there,
I mean, it's
crazy.
It's a story, you know, it's a story, but it's a show by itself, but it is a part of the American justice system. So I definitely, if you guys are okay with it, we could just take a few minutes and just talk about it, you know.
We absolutely can, because that's a part of the entire that's a part of the justice system, and to see again the show that they're putting on, the things that they allow some of these people to come out of their face with, like, what makes you think that you can go kill somebody and everybody can be okay with it? What makes you think that? Again, their ancestors. It's the American justice system makes them think that.
Right.
I asked the question and answered it myself. Yes, I did.
You sure did. You sure did.
Yes, I did.
You want us to answer that? Or no? But you did. You did it by yourself. I just want to know, how do you walk around for 2 months and you're out free and there's nothing being done at all? Like, how do you do that? Like, I don't see the average African-American, somebody running them, chasing them through a neighborhood, running them down, killing them, and being able to walk around for 2 months like everything's just great.
The black man would have been shot dead.
And that's
been proven.
Ladies, I'm just going to bring on a caller real fast. Caller, welcome to the Diva Squad.
Hello, hello, ladies.
Hello, hi. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome
hi,
to the Diva
this
Squad.
Is Sheila. Thank you.
Oh, hey, Sheila.
Hi.
How you doing, Sheila?
Showing some love. I'm well. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm well. I'm a little tired, but I'm okay.
That's the thought.
Welcome. Have you been listening to the show?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Have you been listening to the show?
I just probably tuned in maybe less than 5 minutes ago when I heard you talking about the, you know, the justice, and, you know, and everything that's going on. And I agree. And black men would have been under the jail, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know,
they would have absolutely
right.
Fired them.
It stems from their ancestors and that entitlement, and it is what it is.
That entitlement is real. That entitlement is real. And you know,
they remind us of it all the time.
Saying, "Oh, get over it, get over it, get over it." But how are you supposed to get over something that's constantly happening, that's still happening to this day?
Right.
How
it never stops.
How are you supposed to get over that?
Absolutely.
You don't.
That.
Say something really quick about the law. You all know about the Second Amendment, right, that we have a right to bear arms, right?
To bear arms.
And so you know why that law was created and put into place. It was created for the people to bear arms against a rogue government. It wasn't necessarily for us to protect ourselves from each other. It was for us to protect ourselves against a rogue government. That's why we have the right to bear arms. to protect ourselves when they get out of control, the government.
Wow. But that's if we're able to bear arms and have weapons, you know, because this young man was jogging and he was chased down through the neighborhood and killed. Like, you know, he didn't have anything on him at all. You know, like, damn, did he even have a cell phone? I don't even know, you know, but, like, that's all he was doing. Like, and this, and we were able to walk around for 2 months, like, everything's fine. Like, everything's just, you know, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't know if I ever will, you know. I just think that a lot of the stuff that's going on with the American system, it opens the door for the bad things to go down. And for a lot, this is why we did this, because these men killed this man and nothing got done. So I figured, let me go and do something and see if I can get the same result.
Right.
It sets the tone for negative outlooks. It sets the tone for that. So I just think that it's sad and it's ridiculous. You know, Sheila, with Thanksgiving being next week, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for friends, just life in general, because, you know, it could be any other way right now.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Absolutely.
Air in your lungs when I woke up this morning. Period.
Yeah.
Yep. Thankful. Period. Thankful. Period. Blessed. Period. That's what's up. All right, ladies. So, you guys want to share any other thing before we end the show this evening?
Who know how to make Sakasumi cake? Can y'all share a recipe?
Make what?
Sheila, you know how to make that? You a baker?
I don't know. I would have to. I like to challenge. I do like to challenge myself, but I've never made a Sakatumi cake. No.
Oh my god.
I've heard of that.
What?
I've heard of it,
Lord.
But I don't know.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, I talk about simply delicious. Oh, my mom used to make the best Sakatumi cake. Oh, we used to request it every week.
I have to Google this because I've never heard of this.
Oh my God, Ray.
Well, shout out to, just real quick, Sheila, she makes the best cupcakes. I'm just saying, infused or not.
Aww.
She's definitely one of the go-tos for Sheila with the cupcakes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lavina. Thank you, Storm. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Anytime. All right, so real quick, ladies, before we do end the show, I do want to mention, forgive me, you can find her on Instagram. You can find her on Facebook. I believe on Facebook she is Aitita Williams, I believe. God, don't quote me. I believe she's Aitita Williams on Facebook. You can find her on there. She's having a raffle. The raffle is $10 per raffle, and it's for a gift card for Saks Fifth Avenue for $250. So the raffle's $10.
Nice.
If you win, you do win for $250. You can hit her up on Facebook. You can hit her up on Instagram. If you hit me up, I'll contact her. She'll contact you, vice versa. So definitely shout out to her. So she's doing that. And if that's it, ladies, have a blessed, safe weekend. If you guys are traveling, you know, be safe, travel safe, watch the roads. You know, holiday time. You know how people get.
No show next week either, but no.
No show next week. That's why we did the shout out for Thanksgiving this week. Because next week, you know, some of us will be traveling and some of us will be cooking, you know, prepping, getting ready. You know what it is. But with that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend, everybody. Safe week. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks on Wednesday, 8 p.m., same time, same place.
All right. God bless you. Yes.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Whatever game's being played, how's it going down? On to the song that I got to know now. If you with me, you were. You're gonna try to give me a nudge.
chicken wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rap bitch from 25th named Jamaica. Coming through like I do, you know, getting my bark on. Knew she was a thug, cause when I met her she had a scarf on. 5411 size 7 and girl, baby face, would look like she was 11 with her girlfriend. What? Remember me from way back, I'm the same cat with the wave cap. That motherfucker that TNT used to blaze that. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my niggas rich and them doing their thing on 35th day. It's a small hood and it's all wood, so let me get that number. I get up, alright? Hit you on the jack later on, see what's up. Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice. What? Looking at that ass made me wanna do something tonight. And I know right when I see right. Shorty looking like she tight, she bite. Better give a nigga the green light.
When every game's a being played, I just throw it down. Gone till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you with me, you what? Nigga try to get me enough. Just cause honey's wanna give me the vibe, vibe. Every game's a being played, I just throw it down. Gone till it's gone, then I got to know now. Cause you with me, you what? Nigga try to get me enough. Just cause honey's wanna give me the vibe, vibe.
I'm getting that shorty like what you need, what you want. Want for nothing, cause I got you. I see you with your baby father, but it don't matter. Since you gave me the pussy, that ass is getting fatter. Let that nigga play daddy, make moves with me. I done kept it smart and real, boo, can't lose with me.
True,
heard he smacked you, cause you said my name when y'all was sexing. Ran up on his caddy, thought was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that, so he gon' have to get that desk on GP. Tried to creep me, what? See that nigga sleepy. Gonna strip for you, that's your kid's daddy. I ain't gon' send him on his way, put him up in that big caddy, but let him know. Never mind, yo, I need you to go. Take the snow up to 150 C. Yo, get that, come back with that, and we can split that. Sit back, fuck, fuck for L, forget that.
Whatever games are being played, how's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. If you with me, you up. Nigga trying to give me enough. Because honey's wanna give me the fuck, fuck. Whatever games are being played, how's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now.
Digging her moves, cause she's cool. Win or lose, whoever she choose gets to do.
Right.
Respected, not expected, but it's given cause it's real. Being neglected's the norm, expected the deal.
True.
Lie, cheat, and steal for me. Put something in the nigga's wig if you spill for me. Kill for me, you still with me? Cause we get down like what? Told you from the door, it ain't all about a nut. I'm gonna be big, trying to be there, we gon' see that. Hit me with the question, boo, that answer gon' be yeah.
Right.
See there, something can go wrong, it's up. Love to let it go when it came back, that's how strong it was. But she belonged to